Hello, this is Saki, and we have a special guest today. His name is Pim Hostel, and he is a graduate student at Sophia University. He's from Holland. Today, we are talking about his study. Hi, Pim.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Good. I heard you're researching about Zainichi Korean.
That's correct.
Yeah, and why are you researching about Zainichi Korean?
Right. Well, there's actually a couple of reasons. It started out with my interest in Japanese film.
Mm-hmm.
I got really interested in Japanese film, I think, around 8 to 10 years ago. And at that time, one of the things that was really popular in Japanese film is to have foreigners in the movies. So not only Zainichi Koreans, but also people from Asia, people from Europe, people from America. And there was a lot of books written about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really interesting because what they said is like the Japanese film was sort of, it wasn't so interesting anymore. But then because of this new development with a lot of foreigners in film, like people started watching Japanese films again. That's how I really got introduced to the topic of Zainichi Koreans, like through Japanese film. So that is one of the reasons why I got really interested in it. And that's why I am still studying about it now.
Okay. What did you feel when you watched that movie?
My first impression, let's see, it was really strange because especially about the Zainichi Koreans, I didn't really know about this topic. I knew a little bit. I heard about Koreans in Japan and them being discriminated, but I didn't know like exactly what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's films like All Under the Moon, and they really show like how Zainichi Koreans are discriminated against in Japanese society. Well, this was really, really interesting to me. Yeah.
You're studying about it, and now what are you interested in the most about this topic?
All right, well, what I'm interested in the most is sort of ordinary Zainichi Koreans. A lot of books that have been written, they have been written by intellectuals,
mm-hmm.
and they're really, I think, preoccupied with a lot of problems, problems of identity. But I'm really wondering what it's like for a Korean construction site worker, for a Korean student at a regular university, like how are they feeling about themselves? How are they feeling themselves as part of society? What sort of problems are they running into?
Yeah.
Because before, like 30, 40 years ago, Zainichi Koreans were really directly discriminated in Japanese society.
Right.
But right now it seems much more like they mainly have sort of like problems about their identity, like am I Japanese, am I Korean, somewhat in the middle, what is it like? How do I feel towards Korea? Things like that. And I'm really wondering what it's like sort of like lower levels of society,
mm-hmm.
like sort of middle class, lower, because you don't really hear a lot about them. So that's really what I try to find out.
So what do you think? What's the differences of Zainichi Koreans and Koreans who are living in Holland or other countries?
All right. Well, basically the main difference is that the Zainichi Koreans in Japan, they came here during the occupation of Korea, which is like from 1910 to 1945, right? So, and I guess the Koreans in Holland, there's not really many of them, but
mm-hmm.
They just came here of their own accord. They came here because they wanted to be here, or they were adopted into Dutch families.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the main difference. They just came there because they wanted to be here, and the Koreans, they sort of, the Koreans in Japan, they sort of mm-hmm. came here.
Have to.
Well, maybe they didn't have to, but they mm-hmm. came here during the war and the mm-hmm. occupation, so it's a bit different.
Yeah. Have you found new thing about Zainichi Koreans since you've come here?
Well, what I was really surprised to find out is that sort of the conception of what a Zainichi Korean is really it's really unclear in Japanese society. People have like a lot of different views about it, even the Zainichi Koreans themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, when I asked my Japanese friends if they knew Zainichi Koreans, they would generally introduce me to just regular Koreans studying here,
mm-hmm.
like ryugakusei or exchange students. And they were not like really like Zainichi Koreans, because generally Zainichi Koreans means people who came here during the war and their children and their grandchildren. So I was really surprised to find out about that, that people didn't really know like what a Zainichi Korean generally means. And then even the Zainichi Koreans themselves that I interviewed, they sort of had, not necessarily a wrong idea, but like really a traditional view about what Zainichi Korean is. They all
mm-hmm.
thought that they were forced to come here. But I think recent research has shown that that's not necessarily the case. They
mm-hmm.
generally came here more or less voluntarily. So Yeah,
very, very good opportunity for you to come here and you feel the situation directly. So thank you very much. Today we have a talk about PIM study. And this is Saki for What's Up, Setagaya. Thank you, PIM.
Oh, no problem.